Hello, Alita. Alita, I'm right now in a coaching. Can I call you back? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Hello, Alita?
No, this is not our leader. She transferred me.
Oh, hold on. Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Is Doris Rodriguez. She's transferring me to you because of an issue.
Okay, yes. Hold on. Let me open your profile then. Done. But tell me, what happened?
So the issue is that my coordinator was switched, and there seems to be a lack of communication because I was just docked $400 for because there you guys seem to think that you overpaid me, but that's incorrect because the days that you guys think that you overpaid me for, I had already submitted time sheets for during these past 2 months. And you guys made the corrections after you approved the time sheets and you processed them. And now Alyssa is the new coordinator, and I explained this to her because my time was wrong on the dashboard, and she went ahead and understood that you guys overpaid me, that all those Mondays I was clocking it at 11. I said no. Alyssa, I was submitting the time sheets for 7, so you guys already made those corrections. So then last Friday, you guys docked me $400 because of all the Mondays that you made a mistake on, which I then submitted a time sheet for, and you had already corrected. So you're docking me twice. You docked me every Monday during the past 2 months, and now that Alyssa seems to think that that was a mistake, and I still owe you. You docked me another $400, so you docked me $800 for your mistake.
Hold me. Hold on. Let me check in the system. So you were deducted $400 for the some issues. Hold
Are you
on.
sure? Wow.
No, ma'am. I'm checking in the system to see what's going on. Hold on. Okay, so time sheet was received from 7 to 11.
And the time sheet was already submitted for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the time sheet was submitted from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then you
No,
were
that
supposed to be working Adonis? What is the name of the person?
from 7 to 7, like I submitted the time
Seven.
sheet for correction for 7 to 7.
All right, so you were the for the time. You were,
I was docked for the time, yeah.
mean, so you got paid for 7 to 11, and you were deducted the 4 hours that was supposed to be paid for to Liam, to Ian.
Right, so I submitted the time sheet for the correction for it to be changed from 7 to 7. It happened a few times.
All
So then
right.
you the corrections, and then you docked me again. So you docked me twice.
But I mean, you were paid until 11, and we deducted those 4 hours, right?
No, I wasn't because I submitted a time sheet correcting that time from 7 to 7, not
But it
seven to
was already processed, the 7 to 11 one. That was what happened.
So maybe it was one, but it couldn't have been four or five of them because I've submitted time sheets. So you guys are docking me for money that you already took. You see that
Hold on.
one, but there was more than one, and I submitted time sheets from 7 to 7.
Hold on. Let me check in. Let me see. Okay, in 122, even in 122, we receive attention from 7 to 11, so that's another. Can you check on the others?
Did you receive the correction? Because I sent the correction for that too.
No, for the 122, no. We corrected it after, but not with attention received.
So that's
it was twice. Because you were in contact with Lisa, and we noticed the overlapping because it was supposed to start working at 7 a.m. Ian, right? Because he works 7 to 7 as well.
Right, but it was only those two times. Like, why did she go back all the way back when I had already corrected all the other ones?
But, I mean, there is no time for correction.
You took 400.
The time we received were from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., so those visits were overlapping with Ian. So
okay.
The time were processed, and, I mean, you got paid for those hours, but also those hours were supposed to be paid to Ian, so that's why we deducted those 4 hours.
So you deducted $400. That's not 4 hours. You deducted more money than you were supposed to.
But it happens multiple times. It happened the 19th, the 22nd as well. So, yeah, that's why.
But those were corrected. Those were corrected. I already sent the corrections to both Valeria. I sent those corrections to Valeria back then.
I mean, but it was corrected after the DC was billed. That's why.
So who's not doing their job there? Why is it that I'm finding these mistakes and you guys aren't telling me and then you're going back and then docking my pay? Like, why are we not receiving calls telling us, hey, listen, you
talking about... But this, I can see that you're clocking in and out properly now, but those things were happening when you were not clocking. So that's one of the reasons.
Because I kept telling them it was wrong on the dashboard. If you put it on the dashboard for 11 o'clock, I can't clock out at 7.
You can. Yes, you can.
I was told that I cannot. She told me that I can't fix that. Because I did try to fix it a few times. I put 7 a.m. I had my mom sign it, and it was approved. And she's like, oh, no, you can't do that. So you guys got to get on track with what it is that you can allow and don't allow. Because she's not communicating to us, and she's communicating incorrectly.
I understand you. So
no, you don't understand.
Well, I
can
see
twice.
Man.
This was twice that this happened. I need my money. I don't want to be docked for $500 every time. If you guys had been doing your job prior and checking
and
that.
And the schedule was updated after you had a conversation with Alisa, and the deductions were made. I'm going to escalate the case.
Why did it keep happening, though? Why does it keep happening? Why after it was
man,
the crush?
It happened 2 weeks ago. The schedule is right now updated, and there is no issue with your payment. You will know it this week.
Give me your name again.
My name is Orangel.
Orangel?
Orangel.
Orangel. Orangel. It was corrected. You're right. It was corrected 2 weeks ago. But what happened to all the other 5 times that it wasn't corrected, that I kept telling them to correct it? You're penalizing me when I'm telling them it's wrong. So who's not doing their job over there?
I understand. I'll have to follow up and check out what happened during that time. But in the meantime, yeah, I mean, it is corrected now, and that is not going to happen again.
I expect
what happened in those 2 weeks, I have to follow up because, I mean, you are just talking to me right now, and I haven't checked anything. Like,
I've been requesting to speak to you. She doesn't allow me to speak to you. In fact, she's like, I'll talk to him. You don't have to talk to him. I've been requesting to speak to you. So apparently there's a lapse of communication everywhere. And this needs to be corrected. And I should expect this to not happen again. Yes, you're absolutely right, what I'm hearing.
I completely understand about the thing. I have to escalate it to payroll because, I mean, this is the first time
to communicate with us. She's not calling my son. She's not calling me. No one's letting us know, hey, this is wrong. So then come Monday, I contact her, and I'm like, listen, I think my timesheet was wrong. And then she either answers or doesn't answer, and then she's like, oh, by the way, you have to submit this. But then it's Tuesday, and then we can't submit it on time. And then it's like, oh, well, you have to wait till Friday. Like, she's not communicating with us, and this is not working. This is not working. Like, do we need to change companies again? Because this is ridiculous.
No, I'm going to change, like, the communication between the coordinator and yourself. And say, if I have to change the coordinator, I'll do it. So, like, if that's all the issue, I'll do it. But, I mean, as I'm telling you, I have to check because I don't know what happened with this case. Like, first time we're talking.
Yeah, it's the first time you're hearing about it, but it's not the first time I'm experiencing this. So it's a month into it. So somebody didn't tell you, but I've been requesting to speak to you. So again, be fixed and it shouldn't happen again. I thank you for your time around here. I have to go back to school now. Okay, so thank you for your time, and I should expect to be fixed.
That's fine. Thank you so much. Bye.